Bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win Nama Muli 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntuandi, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jalilo boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Over 15,000 employers prosecuted for failure to remit contributions between 2020 and 2024. President Hichilema calls for safer digital spaces for young girls. In Global News, Catholic Bishop hits out at Nigeria's failure to rescue abducted school children. Good evening and welcome to the Phoenix FM Main News at 18 hours. My name is Constance Mwezi Namwinga. The details. Labour and Social Security Minister Brenda Tambatamba has revealed that 15,121 employers were prosecuted between 2020 and 2024 for failing to remit employee contributions. Responding to a question in the National Assembly from Kanchiwia Member of Parliament, Sandy Chanda, who wanted to find out whether there are any employers that have been sanctioned for not remitting contributions between 2020 to 2024, Ms. Tambatamba says employers sanctioned in the period in question include both public and private. Ms. Tambatamba says 2,643 employers were sanctioned in 2020, 1,625 were sanctioned in 2021, 2,118 were sanctioned in 2022, 4,006 sanctioned in 2023, while 4,729 were sanctioned in 2024. She says the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA, remains steadfast in balancing facilitation with enforcement to protect the pension's rights of workers while supporting employers in meeting their statutory obligations. The minister further indicated that to address adherence, her ministry constituted a compliance and inspection unit in 2022, not to sanction employers, but to sensitize them on the important need to remit employee contributions.
Yes, employers who failed to remit contributions were sanctioned in accordance with the provisions of the National Pension Scheme Act. A total of 15,121 employers were prosecuted between 2020 and 2024, as summarized below. Hereby, yeah, yeah. Madam Speaker, the numbers prosecuted in 2020, 2,643. In 2021, 1,625. In 2022, 2,118. 2023, 4,006. Madam Speaker, 2024, 4,729.
President Hakainde Hichilema has launched the 16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence, GBV, and the National Strategy on Ending Child Marriage, with a call for families and communities to help young girls navigate digital spaces safely. Speaking at the launch in Kitwe today, President Hichilema, who was represented by Lands and Natural Resources Minister Sylvia Masebo, highlighted the need to curb digital violence under this year's theme, Unite to End Digital Violence Against All Women and Girls. The head of state says government has also stepped up the capacity building efforts for law enforcement agencies to strengthen their response to GBV across the country.
As government, we are not standing idle. The recent enactment of the Cyber Security and Cyber Crime Act of 2021 gives us a legal foundation to address cyber harassment, exploitation, and harmful online behavior. A specialized cyber crime unit has been established to ensure perpetrators face the law. Going forward, we need for law enforcement officers, investigators, and prosecutors to handle such violence.
Speaking earlier, non-governmental gender organizations coordinating council NGOCC board chairperson Beauty Katebe revealed that she received death threats ahead of the launch, underscoring the rise in both online and offline abuse.
The fears from abusing and blackmailing young women, protect them the same way you would protect your own mother, sister, and daughter. To the parents out there, the home is the first training ground. Take the literate space to educate your children on responsible digital citizenship and to seize the best way to digital GDP.
Meanwhile, United Nations Country Coordinator Beatrice Mutali, in a speech read for her by UNEFPA Country Representative Seif Brockman, highlighted growing concern over technology-facilitated GBV, noting its rapid increase and its disproportionate impact on women and girls. Ms. Mutali says findings from a 2023 UN survey indicate that more than 23% of Zambian women aged 15 to 49 have experienced some form of online violence, while global estimates show nearly 38% of women have faced digital abuse, with female public figures at even greater risk.
Criminalizing and effectively prosecuting all forms of digital and offline GBV, holding technology companies accountable for preventing and responding to online harms, extending survivor sense of justice and psychological support, including in digital content, building digital literacy and resilience among all, particularly those in rural and low connectivity areas, and lastly, investing in innovative preventive strategies that promote positive, respectful use of technology.
In more news, the Department of Immigration has apprehended 261 suspected illegal immigrants during nationwide operations carried out between Friday, 21st November, and Tuesday, 25th November, 2025. Department Chief Public Relations Officer Namatin Shinka says the apprehensions underscore the department's continued commitment to ensuring full compliance with the country's immigration laws. Mr. Nshinka explains that on 23rd November 2025, the Kariba Immigration Office, working jointly with the Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, apprehended 16 Pakistani nationals aged between 15 and 44 for failure to appear before the nearest immigration officer on entry. He says the suspects, who were traveling in a white Mitsubishi Pajero, were intercepted at a checkpoint mounted between Bendele area and Kariba store following a tip-off from a concerned member of the public. Mr. Nshinka says the Zambian driver abandoned both the vehicle and the passengers and fled, while all 16 individuals possessed valid Pakistani passports bearing Malawian visas, as well as entry and exit stamps for Malawi, but none had Zambian visas or entry endorsements, confirming they bypassed immigration formalities upon entry. In another incident, Mr. Nshinka says the Kariba Immigration Office yesterday apprehended 15 Ethiopian nationals for failure to appear before the nearest immigration officer on entry.
Meanwhile, on Friday, 21st November 2025, immigration officers at Kenneth Kaunda International Airport received three Zambian nationals who were removed from Cyprus for various immigration offences. One who completed his studies in 2019 was removed for working without a permit after his study permit expired. Another was removed for reporting late for school and failing to pay a fine. The third, who travelled to Cyprus in the year 2023, was removed after overstaying his study permit.
Mwinelunga District Commissioner Harrison Kamuna has called for an urgent overhaul of the agricultural input supply chain, citing systemic failures among agro dealers that are leaving farmers stranded and threatening food security in the district. Mr. Kamuna says the critical shortage of inputs has been worsened by a system that provides only two trucks, each carrying 600 bags, resulting in just 1,200 bags for the entire district, an amount he described as insufficient. He outlined the severe challenges faced by farmers who travel from remote areas.